Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is called Prayer and Your Destiny. This is part three. Here's Pastor Steve.
Now, over the past few weeks, I've been impressed to teach about the importance of establishing the habit of prayer. And last time, we discussed several principles about prayer. Number one was the fact that God expects to hear from us every day. This has been seen by reading the Lord's Prayer. Jesus said to say, "Give us each day as we pray our daily bread." You see, God provides what we need on a daily basis. The Bible says that God required the children of Israel while in the wilderness to collect their food supply on a daily basis. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 19 to 21, it says, Moses told the children of Israel, "Do not keep any manna overnight." Now, manna was heavenly food that God sent the children of Israel to eat in the wilderness. And Moses gave them strict instructions. He said, "Do not keep any manna overnight." In other words, eat, consume the portion that day that you receive for that day. Verse 20 goes on to say, "But of course, some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until the morning. However, they found it full of maggots, and it had a terrible smell, and Moses was very angry with them. Therefore, the people gathered the food morning by morning." And folks, that is how God supplies our needs. Give us this day our daily bread. God expects to see you every day in prayer. Number two, we found out that sometimes there will be delays in our answers to prayer. But we should not get discouraged about it because we are supposed to just keep on asking. Now, God understands that, but there's a disconnect with his children sometimes because they think the first time they ask for something, they really should get it. But I want you to think about your children, how many times do you give them what they ask the very first time? Probably most of you do not do that. Neither does God. It's an understanding with God that you are to continue to ask your request. And that's because God does not consider prayer an event, but fellowship where you must keep coming to him. Listen to what it says in Matthew chapter 7, and 7, and then 8. "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you're asking for." Notice, Jesus said, "Keep on asking, and then you will receive." He goes on to say, "Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you." And then it says, "For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open." So when you ask God for answers to prayer, you're to keep on asking. Don't get discouraged. Know that this is what God understands. You're coming to him continually to discuss your concerns, to discuss your needs, to just worship and praise him. And Lord, by the way, as we're worshiping you today, just meet this particular need. And the Lord says, "Of course, I'll take care of it. You don't have to worry." Now, when God hears your prayer request, he puts a time and a date on it and a place when you'll actually receive it. Actually, he hears it the first time, the Bible tells us. And then in time, suddenly, the word is speedily, which means at a set time, date, and place, he gives you what you've asked for. But remember this, God wants us to continue to ask and not to get discouraged. Number three, prayer not only sustains us daily, but it is the source of our direction in life. And we're going to talk more about this today. God uses prayer as the means by which he reveals our purpose and our destiny. Many people are lost and don't know what they've been called to do because they spend too little time in prayer. Now listen to what the Lord says in Jeremiah 33 and 3. He says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Why do we pray? To find out things we don't know. How many of you know everything about your life? Let me see your hand. I don't know either. I'll put my hand down. But the Bible says if we pray, God will show us the things that we don't know. Now, the translation of mighty things is very interesting because it means hidden pictures that relate to your future. God says, pray, and I will show you hidden pictures that relate to your future. In Acts chapter 9, verse 10 to 16, we see this happening with the Apostle Paul when he was first born again. It says, in Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. And the Lord called to him in a vision, saying, "Ananias." He said, "Yes, Lord." And the Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying." Now, this is very interesting. Saul is praying because he has just met with Jesus on the road to Damascus. He's lost his sight. And he knows that God is changing his destiny, so he is praying. And as a result of his prayers, God speaks to another disciple and says, "Go to him now because he's praying." It goes on to say, in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. You see, Paul was praying, and God gave him a picture connected to his destiny. He saw a man named Ananias coming to him when he was praying. And during your prayer time, God will give you insight about your future as well. It goes on to say that God said, "This is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles." The early church was a Jewish church. The early Christian church was all Jews, no Gentiles. And God is now saying to Ananias that I've chosen him to be one who carries my name to the Gentiles and to their kings and also before the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. So here the Lord is saying, I am about to show Paul or Saul his destiny, his purpose, my plan for his life. Why? Because he's praying. And that's what God wants to do with each of us. Now, I have to tell you this, and I say it many times, it never becomes diluted, however, and that is that God has assigned a plan and purpose for everyone in this room. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 9 says, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling. And the calling that he placed on your life, he did not get your opinion about it. He did not discuss it with you. It was something he placed on your life even before you were born. The rest of that verse goes on to say that the holy calling is not according to our works or anything that we've done, but according to his own purpose that he established in eternity. God has a plan for your life that he established in eternity even before you were born. There's a holy call on your life and a purpose that you must accomplish while you're here on earth. Look at the person next to you and say, God has given you an assignment, and you must accomplish it. Now, I want to let you know that you are accountable for your assignment and will be judged based upon its fulfillment. In fact, Jesus told a parable to his disciples about the assignments that we receive and our accountability. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 15, speaking to his disciples, Jesus said, "It is like a man going on a journey who calls first his servants and entrusts his property to them." We have been entrusted with the gifts and properties of God to use them in this world to help to build the kingdom of God. It says in verse 15, "To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent. Each according to his ability, then he went on his journey." The gifts that God has given you, the assignment God has given you, has been given you according to your ability to fulfill it. God never gives us more than we can handle. It goes on to say that after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. Now, Jesus said, those who are faithful in using their gifts and fulfilling their destiny, this is verse 21, the master was full of praise, stating, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. Now I will give you many more responsibilities. Enter into my kingdom." Now, I want to let you know today that what you do on earth counts for eternity. Jesus says that God always begins with a few things to see if we'll be faithful with them. And when we are, he'll give us more responsibility. But this not only talks about here on earth, it talks about eternity. Because someday we will rule and reign with Christ in eternity. And based on how faithful you are on earth will determine even what he gives you there by way of responsibility. Now, what's interesting, there was someone there who was not faithful and using their gift. Listen to what Jesus said, the Father said. He was told, "You wicked, lazy servant." I bet you didn't think God talked like that. "You wicked, lazy servant, take the talent from him and throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So you see, we must fulfill our assignment. God is expecting us to do it. And when we are not about our Father's business, he calls us wicked and lazy. You cannot know God's plan for your life without consistent prayer. And although you may not know that plan, you are still accountable for it.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an inspiring thought from God's Word.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. We live in a society of self-centeredness, neglect, betrayal, and abuse. Many live with emotional scars and memories of the past. However, healing will only come as we release those we hold hostage by our unforgiveness and bitterness. Jesus said in Mark 11 and 24, "I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgive. Forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins." Our answers to prayer are tied to our ability to forgive those who have hurt us. Your forgiveness is for Jesus' sake, who forgave you.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Spirit Life Church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. To find out more about our ministry, including service times and upcoming events, visit us online at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, number 4 I want to bring up to you today is this. God often sends people to fulfill their purpose and assignment as a result of the prayers of others. This is most fascinating to me, to think that me fulfilling the assignment God has given me is perhaps because someone has prayed. And yet we see it throughout Scripture. Israel was going through a time of spiritual darkness before the prophet Samuel was born. The Bible says that in those days, the word of the Lord was rare, and there were not many visions or revelations from God. The people were in spiritual darkness. But at the same time this is going on, a woman named Hannah began to pray for a baby. I believe God put that in Hannah's heart, to pray for that child. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 10, Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord, and she made him this vow. O Lord Almighty, if you will look down upon my sorrow and answer my prayer, and give me a son, then I will give him back to you, and he will be yours for his entire life. The Bible says in verse 20, then the Lord remembered her request, and in due time she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, I asked the Lord for him. The name Samuel means I asked the Lord. So every time people met the little boy Samuel, they said, oh, your mother must have asked for you. She must have prayed for you. And that's exactly right. She prayed that God would give her a son, but she had no idea that he would be the answer to Israel's problems, because he became one of the greatest prophets in Israel in restoring a spiritual revival to them. Now, you were born in this age and sent to this place to fulfill a spiritual or natural need in the lives of others. That is really why you are here, folks. You are not here because of your own happiness or what you want to accomplish in life. Nothing happens by chance. God always has a purpose. God always has a plan. Ephesians chapter 1 and 11 says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan. According to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Now, I want you to repeat something after me. Are you ready? Yes. Two of you. Are you ready to repeat this?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I was chosen.
According to God's plan.
And received.
A purpose.
According to his will.
Someone prayed that God would do something in their life or in the life of this nation or their family, and God brought you to this moment in history to fulfill that prayer. Let me show it to you in Scripture again. God told Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and 9 and 10, God said to Moses, the cries or prayers of the people of Israel have reached me, and I have seen how the Egyptians have oppressed them with heavy tasks. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You will lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Let me give you another reference. In Judges chapter 6, verses 6 to 7, God sent an angel to Gideon as a result of Israel's prayers. Once again, verse 6 says, so Israel was reduced to starvation by the Midianites. Then the Israelites called out to the Lord for help. And when they cried out to the Lord because of Midian, then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the oak tree at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash. Gideon, son of Joash, had been threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites. Now, the Midianites came in to the land of Israel, and they begin to take all of their crops, take all of their cattle, all of their animals, and steal them. And they oppress the children of Israel. The children of Israel would raise a crop in the field, and they would all come and take their harvest. And they did this continually. This was going on for 7 years. Finally, Israel said, we ought to pray. We better pray that God changes this situation. So when they prayed, God sent an angel to this man named Gideon, who was a chicken little. You say, why do you say he was a chicken little? Because here he is thrashing wheat at the bottom of a wine press. How many of you know a wine press is where you crush grapes, not try to make flour from wheat? He was hiding. He was hiding from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, mighty hero, the Lord is with you. I'm sure he said, who, where? Whoa, whoa. Who, wait. Mighty hero, we've been looking for one. We've been praying for one, in fact. And the angel said, the Lord is with you. And then he began to try to talk about all the woes and the troubles of Israel. But in verse 14, the angel said, go with the strength that you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. Why? Because I am sending you, says the Lord. Once again, we see God sends people to be a deliverer, to be a savior, to be a helper, to be a minister when somebody is praying. You are here now in this time in history because someone prayed. God saw their prayers perhaps even before they were born. And God brought you here. God predestined you to be here at this time in history to fulfill the assignment of helping people, to fulfill the assignment of letting others know that God is enough. God can help them if they'll just put their trust in Him. Now, this is a difficult concept for us to accept. Because many times we feel incapable of helping others because we need help ourselves. Can we talk? Why is it when I pray for people, God answers, but when I pray, I wait and I wonder if God even heard me and I, oh, Jesus, help me. You ever have that experience in your life? Most of us. God calls us to help others, and we need help ourselves. But God, He designed it to be that way. Now, there's three things I want you to remember. Number one, God has a plan for you. Number two, you were sent by God now. And number three, you were created to fulfill this purpose. It's not by accident you're here. God has a plan. Don't say someday. God put you here now. Don't say I don't have the ability. God created you to fulfill this assignment that He's given to you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part 3 of Prayer and Your Destiny. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Lord, we thank you today for your goodness and for your grace. Lord, your word declares that it shall come to pass that before we call, you will answer. And while we are yet speaking, you will hear. Hear our prayers today. You are acquainted with every situation. We're praying for our family members and our loved ones today. We're praying for our physical health. Heal us today. We rebuke sickness, disease, and pain. We come against all opposition in our lives. Your word says, call upon me and I will answer you. And we are calling and we are believing. And you said, whatever we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, you would do it. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.